It is Mind Food Radio, and I am thrilled to welcome Susie Hewson, who is the founder of a company called NatraCare, and we're going all the way to England for this. Hello, Susie.
Hi there.
NatraCare makes feminine hygiene products, but they are feminine hygiene products with a different. Can you tell us exactly what NatraCare does, Susie?
Yeah, well, we're a full range of products that include certified organic cotton tampons, with and without applicators, different markets, obviously. We make compostable, they're conventional pads, but they're made with organic cotton and sustainable raw materials that all will compost in a domestic bin.
When did the penny drop for you, Susie? What started you on this track?
Well, I mean, I've been an environmentalist all my life. I mean, I started in this world as an art student, so, you know, we're fairly radical, I suppose. And I'd just become a new mum, and I saw this TV program, World in Action, the fantastic program, exposing the impact on the environment of the pulping industry. This was back in 1989, and how the dioxin, which is a byproduct of chlorine leaching, was creating changes in the environment that made that the water supply, the air, the soil was being polluted such that you would see hermaphrodite fish, tumors in animals that fed from the water. So this, to me, was horrendous. And then they went on to say what kind of products were contained these kind of processes. And they had on these people from the feminine hygiene industry. And I myself had problems with, you know, periods, with problems with using products. And their attitude was very much, it was almost as if to say, don't worry, your little heads. There's nothing to worry about. It's not harmful. And it was a very angry moment that triggered the idea that when you want to change something, and I have tied myself to many trees and walked with many placards, that the most effective change is to put something that when you tell people, this is the alternative, that they can find that. And so that was the trigger moment for me.
Now, the other thing is that we just sort of take these things for granted. You know, you go and you go to the supermarket and you get your tampons and you pop them under everything in your trolley so no one can see them, obviously. But you don't question it. So what are the things in these feminine hygiene products, your pads, tampons, things like that, that are actually harmful, that could be causing something like, I don't know, toxic shock syndrome, things like that?
Yeah. I think that's the premise that when we go to the store and whatever we buy, the idea in thinking the consumer's mind is that it must be okay because I can buy it. And as we also know, there's always a time lag in science catching up with what to most people seems like a sort of precautionary principle, that the stuff that's a residues in these products, so the dioxin from the chlorine bleaching process, so the original bleaching process was chlorine gas, which was, you know, produced masses and masses of dioxin. And then eventually they sort of started to change to chlorine dioxide, which reduces dioxin emissions by 40%, but the residuals remain in the product. So you have a carcinogenic bicomponent of the bleaching process remaining in the product. You also have, when you're using synthetics, and there was research conducted using our tampons, NatraCare tampons, and every other product in the market back in the mid-90s, conducted by Philip Tieno, looking at the role of synthetic fibers in toxic shock syndrome. And his peer-reviewed research basically determined that to reduce your risk for toxic shock syndrome, you should only use cotton fibers. 90% of the sanitary pad that you are conventionally buying is plastic.
These aren't just on our body, they're inside our body. So it's not like they're just, you know, that there's a rough chance that we could come into contact with this. It's right there, isn't it?
It is, because when you put a tampon inside your vagina, can I use the word? I'm sure I can.
Oh, it's out there now.
Yeah, of course you can. let's talk about it. That's part of the taboo, isn't it? We don't talk about the bits of our body. You know, if you put it in your ear, it's okay. You put it up your nose, it's okay. If you put it in your mouth, it's okay. But the membranes that are inside the vagina are exactly the same as your mouth. So if you put something in your mouth that is, you know, that with drug treatment and such on your skin in your mouth, it gets absorbed very quickly into the bloodstream. So, and it's the same thing. When you put something in the vagina, those membranes around the tampon will very quickly absorb into the bloodstream anything that it wants to. So yes, it is. It is that, and also that taboo really prevents us from talking about those issues or raising our concerns, or it because it's kind of down there, isn't it?
It is
that kind of attitude.
Well, look, we've just bashed that out of the ballpark today. Let's talk about where we can get NatraCare products. If we are as horrified as you were, and I certainly am now, how can we get your products?
Well, we've been in New Zealand since 1992, and we're widely available from natural product stores and health stores and natural grocery stores, and there's a lot of online presence as well, so I'm sure that if you googled NatraCare, you'll come up with a whole lot of references. Or you can go to our website, and on the naturecare.com website there's a where to buy section, and you click on where to buy and it'll take you straight to where you need to find your local store.
Well, Susie Hewson, congratulations on doing something about this rather than just saying, oh meh, it'll be all right, doesn't bother me.
Thank you.
Because it takes people like you to make big change, and you've done that. So, founder of NatraCare, Susie Hewson, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.